I'd like to plug again, if you've got questions for this afternoon's panel, please use the QR code, which gets you into Slido.
Slido.
Oh, I don't know the names of these apps, but you follow the thing and pop your question in. And Claire and I think Leah will be working through. Oh, they are now. Right, there they are. You see, they need more questions to work on, so please do. It's my pleasure to welcome Lyndall Reed, the Chief Executive Officer of ACT Teacher Quality Institute. Lyndall is an amazing practitioner, amazing leader, and there are many moments etched in my mind where Lyndall's shown me things about early childhood development that I didn't know, and shown me how that works in practice and what it looks like in practice. And many of you might not know, but a lot of Lyndall's advocacy when she was principal of Southern Cross Early Childhood School is in the DNA of the early childhood strategy. So Lyndall led with a lot of demonstrating and showing and talking about how theory turns into practice, often successful, sometimes not successful, but all of that pathfinding that Lyndall has done has led us to this point. So Lyndall, welcome.
Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for coming back after lunch. You all get a special prize. I'm sure Sean's got that waiting for you outside. He said something about it, not exactly sure. Something about diamonds or watches, I can't quite remember. But anyway, thank you so much for coming back after lunch, and thank you for joining us today. I know we'll try and get through this presentation as quickly as we can and keep you as engaged as possible so that you can stay awake after lunch. I always like to have a little nap if I can. But and feel free to be honest, like I'm sure your colleagues will tell you about today if you do need to have a snooze. So before I go any further, I would like to acknowledge that we're meeting today on the land of the Noongar people and pay my respects to the traditional custodians of the land, past, present and emerging, and certainly in the spirit of reconciliation and in the spirit of healing, I in particular wanted to acknowledge their continuing culture and their continuing support for the land and the waterways around the ACT. I love this country. I love working and living on this country, and I feel incredibly privileged to be able to do so. I would also like to acknowledge any Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander colleagues who are here with us today. So I would like to say I am super excited to be here today. I don't know if you saw the media, but last week we had the introduction of the legislation into the Assembly, which will mean that from the 1st of April, assuming, like, I don't want to preempt the work of the Legislative Assembly, of course that needs to be the democratic institution that it is, but all things are looking good to us commencing early childhood teacher registration from the 1st of April next year, and I'm super excited. Thank you, Sean, for your really kind words. I am a very committed early childhood practitioner. I am a little bit embarrassed to stand in front of you as the CEO of TQI and not having been able to offer you early childhood teachers in the ACT who work in early childhood education and care settings, teacher registration. So one of the reasons why I took this job, and I've been in the job for 5 months, but one of the reasons why I took this job was to be able to deliver this initiative and to deliver early childhood teacher registration to my incredibly wonderful, amazing colleagues who I have the utmost respect for. And so I'm really excited that we've, you know, progressed the legislation to the point where we have its introduction into the Assembly. I would also like to acknowledge that with me today, and Shelley's going to speak a bit later, but I have Shelley Jacobs, who you can't probably see because she's not the tallest of people. She's fine, don't get me wrong. So Shelley is our Director of Professional Standards and Registration. So Shelley will be somebody who will be really helpful as we move forward into this process, and is an extremely good question answerer. So she'll be somebody who will be able to help you if you do have questions. And thanks for joining me today, Shelley. So we're going to talk to you about four main things. today. So we're going to talk to you about who is TQI or what is TQI and what does teacher registration look like in the ACT. We're going to talk you through about the eligibility requirements for early childhood teacher registration, and then we're going to talk to you about the actual act of registering, and we're also going to share a little bit around the employer obligations. Because when you become a registered teacher, there's obligations on you as the teacher and there's obligations on your employer as well. But I'd like to know a little bit about who's who at the zoo here. So can you put your hand up for me, please, if you are an early childhood teacher? Great, thank you. Can you put your hand up for me, please, if you're thinking that you'll get your early childhood teaching qualification, say, in the next 3 to 5 years? Even better, we love you. And can you put your hand up if you're in kind of some kind of employer kind of capacity for me, please? Great. Thank you. So that's fantastic. You're exactly the people that we wanted to talk to. So thank you for coming again today. So to tell you a little bit about TQI, so we're the regulatory authority who registers teachers in the ACT. So we've been registering primary and secondary teachers since 2011. So our purpose is to uphold the standards of the teaching profession, protect students and the community by ensuring that education in schools and now early childhood education and care settings is provided in a professional and competent way by approved teachers. We also want to enhance the status of the teaching profession by recognising the professional learning that all teachers undertake and means a difference to our ongoing professional actions as teachers and the development of teachers throughout all of their careers. And we also need to maintain community confidence in the teaching profession. So I guess there's two main parts to what I do as the CEO of TQI. So I care a lot about child safety and I care a lot about quality teachers. So they're my two things. They're the two main areas where I hang out and what I focus on through the work of our team. So we have legislation, and as you would be aware, as I mentioned to you before, we have gone to the Legislative Assembly last week, and the bill, if you want to follow up and learn more about it, it's called the Education Early Childhood Legislation Amendment Bill, or ECLAB. So if you want to look that up, you can learn more about it. It has a few things in it other as well as teacher registration, but I wouldn't have thought 6 months ago that I'd be standing here in front of you saying I'm so excited about a piece of legislation, but I am so excited about a piece of legislation. Absolutely thrilled that we've got that far. So we need to do our work that's based on the Act, and that the Act sets the parameters for the work that we need to do. So since 2011, to work in any school in the ACT, teachers must hold teacher registration, and that is the law. From April 2024, as I said, from the 1st of April, teachers in early childhood education and care settings may choose to hold teacher registration. Now, what is really important to us, and we'll go into a little bit of detail later, is the may there. And we'll talk to you about why it's a may and not a must. So historically, we've had two categories of teacher registration. We've had provisional registration, which is what you get when you get your qualifications from university. And then over a period of time, teachers then move to full registration. So we've had those two parts of two categories of registration that sit in our registration, registration register, yeah. So, as I said, we also then will be introducing early childhood teacher registration. So you can see that we have a pathway that commenced through the Setup for Success, so that early childhood strategy for the ACT that was launched in 2020. And the Minister for Education and Youth Affairs, Minister Berry, added a further position to our board to ensure specialist early childhood education and care perspectives and advice around broadening the framework so that it could include early childhood teachers was able to happen. So the TQI board did a comprehensive consultation process with key stakeholders last year. Can I just get a show of hands? Does anybody remember being part of that consultation? Okay, so that's way not enough, but that's really interesting for me. So that included representatives from education and care, the government and non-government education sectors, and what that did was that helped us to form the framework to inform policy development around what early childhood teacher registration was going to look like. So across Australia, most early childhood teachers are registered, but in some jurisdictions, including in the ACT, only registered early childhood teachers, the only teachers who could be registered or could move to full registration were those employed in schools. And so what that obviously means is that teachers working in early childhood education and care may not have been able to access registration. There's been work through national bodies and national government councils that had agreement that all jurisdictions would work towards including all early childhood education and care teachers in their registration frameworks. So when we went out to consultation and the work that we've done in that process, we got some really clear feedback from the sector about a number of things. And it was around that teachers were telling us that they wanted to be part of the same registration register. They didn't want a separate part for early childhood teachers to have a separate register. We also heard that the same professional standards needed to be applied, and I'll talk a little bit more about the Australian Professional Standards for Teachers as well later. We heard that really clearly from the sector. We heard that you wanted recognition of your professional learning that you undertake, and you would have heard this morning, and I'm sure you all undertake in your services, the amazing professional learning that helps you to be better teachers. So it was really important to us to capture that feedback and to make sure that that's represented in the model. So as the authority who regulates and registers all teachers in the ACT, I want to touch on three broad benefits of professional registration, especially noting the voluntary nature of the new early childhood teacher registration and the unique context that exists within ECEC settings in the ACT. So I wanted to talk first around why it's a may and not a must. TQI is set up with, and as are the majority of teacher registration authorities across Australia, we have been working with schools over the last 10 to 15 years. And I'll be really honest with you and say we have a piece of work to do around how we can support the early childhood teachers and the sector in the ACT. We're not there yet. But that's, again, one of the reasons why I wanted to come into this role and one of the reasons why I wanted to work with you to make sure that you felt that early childhood teacher registration was something that was valued and supported within TQI. And it's really simple things that we need to do. Things like we need to go through our website and make sure that we don't say schools all the time, because you're not in schools, the majority of you. So we need to make sure that our nomenclature is correct. Things like we need to make sure that we don't say classes, because you're not always in classes, and we know that those learning environments and learning spaces are, you know, the nomenclature around that with early childhood is really important. And I need to say to you, we're not going to be perfect at that. We've got a process to work our way through it. But as we come over the course of next year to be working with you a little bit further, if you see things like that, can you let me know? Because it's really important to me that we capture as many of that, those kinds of, make those corrections as many as we can. So in terms of professional recognition, I know in this room are colleagues of mine who I went through university here in the University of Canberra about 30 years ago, colleagues of mine in this room who are amazing practitioners, and absolutely deserve to have the same professional recognition that any teacher has if they work in a primary or secondary school. One of the other things we also heard really clearly from the sector is that we want to build the understanding of within the ACT community that a teacher is a teacher is a teacher. And certainly in terms of pay and conditions, that's something that we want to see. At the same time, we want to acknowledge how incredibly special and incredibly sophisticated in terms of the skills and abilities that you have as you work with children and families. That early childhood practitioners, early childhood teachers are just the bee's knees of teaching. And, you know, I guess I want you to understand that that's certainly my belief. It's not saying that we don't have quality teachers that exist in primary and secondary schools. Of course we do. But the work that we do, the work that you do as early childhood educators, as early childhood teachers, is absolutely key and critical in making Australia the country that we want it to be and supporting children and families. So TQI wants to encourage you to be the best that you can be, and it encourages, indeed we expect, quality. This quality is important to the Minister and it's also important to the ACT community. It's important to TQI that teachers have the opportunity to be included in professional recognition for the quality teaching and development that you facilitate in the early years. So the points that I'd like to make is all registered teachers will be part of the same register and represented on that single register. All teachers will be bound by the same registration requirements and also maintaining parity of professional recognition as a teacher. Maintaining community confidence and enhancing the status of the teaching profession from birth. So early childhood teachers are obviously included as an integral and equal part of the teaching profession. This is one of the things that I'm excited about, that it places value and esteems the early years in terms of their teaching and learning impacts. And voluntary registration is open to all early childhood teacher levels. And we'll talk to you about, or Shelley will talk to you a little bit later on about the qualifications. What we also want to do is build our understanding of what moving towards provisional and full registration and then to further levels of certification. So you might hear at points around highly accomplished and lead teacher certification. So again, it's about the next piece of work that we'll be doing next year is looking at what does that pathway look like. In terms of professional support, we've invested, we have a community that is working to support you in your teaching role, and so that includes the TQI team, and I need to tell you we're a small team, but we're, what do I call us, small but mighty, the small but mighty team that are really willing and keen and eager to work in this space. So your colleagues, the Education Directorate, employers, your settings, the providers, schools, and then also TQI-accredited professional learning providers. Engagement and connection through facilitated networks, communities of practice, and opportunities to attend TQI, a variety of TQI supports and sessions, and access resources as well. They're all things that will become available to you. Teachers who have a four-year early childhood accredited initial teacher education degree can immediately move to provisional registration or may choose early childhood registration. Another benefit of registration is obviously acknowledgement of professional growth, and that's why you're here today, and from our colleagues that we've heard speaking today, we know that this is a big part of working in early childhood. So teaching is a profession that's all about ongoing learning and growth and reflection. Just as you're providing learning and development for children and young people, registered teachers do ongoing professional learning as an element of their professional registration. Being registered as a teacher in the ACT brings with it a commitment to professional learning, reflection and growth, and you're doing that today. That's already happening. So opportunities for professional growth can take place at any level, whether it's through the territory, system level, and also through employers. So again, just to reiterate, we'll provide access to TQI events, resources, professional learning offerings, There's opportunities to increase your understanding of the Australian professional standards for teachers. And we're also looking at how we can work on the early childhood elaborations in that space. And the integral role that the standards play through ongoing reflective practice and registration requirements. If an early childhood teacher holds provisional registration, employers or school leaders can also give them the opportunity to work in different parts of the education setting if that's something that people are interested in. And then, as I said, we're really looking at the opportunities that this brings to help you to engage with certification. That's something that's really important and I'm really excited about, because I know there's amazing practitioners out there, and as the sooner I can help them to move to highly accomplished or lead teacher certification and to be able to share those stories and to be able to share your expertise, that's going to be a tremendous milestone for us and something we're really excited about. I'm going to hand over to Shelley, and she's going to take you through a little bit through the mechanics of registration.
Thanks. So I'm just going to talk through the registration, the eligibility, those sort of, as Lyndall called them, the mechanics. I do just want to make an apology to start with, because I did notice, as Lyndall said, about us working through our website and changing the nomenclature, I noticed I left a couple in this slide deck. So my apologies for that. I am still learning the language around early childhood myself, but I'm on a crash course, so I will get there. So as Lyndall said, we'll be working under a single teacher register, which is what we work under now. Historically, there's been the two levels of registration, provisional and full. Provisional is where our newly graduated teachers would start, or teachers returning to the profession who have had some time out, and then they would move to full registration over time. We will be adding from 1st of April, all going well with the legislation, the early childhood teacher registration. As Lyndall said, it is one register with a new third category, and this is to provide that recognition of the integral and equal part of the teaching profession and the education sector that our early childhood teachers play. There is some work that we still have to undertake. This is a new framework for us to broaden the registration framework, and so at the moment, to move from provisional to full, our legislation is quite prescriptive around those requirements of full, and it refers to schools. So that's part of the Education Amendment Act, which is going through, that will change that requirement so that it is inclusive of ECEC settings. However, our process that sits behind that also needs to be tweaked, for want of a better word, to make sure that it is accessible for teachers working in early childhood education and care settings. So that work's happening now, and we will, get that through as quick as we can, so that, as Lyndall said, if you hold a four-year ITE, birth to 8, birth to 12 qualification, and you choose not to be registered in the early childhood registration category but in the provisional, we want you to have the opportunity to move to full registration as soon as you'd like to. That piece of work is still ongoing. Along with a piece of work for the teacher who chooses to be in the early childhood registration category, but would ideally like to move to the provisional registration category so that they can move through and up into the certification, the higher certification levels if they wish. But we need to know what that looks like, what that qualification, pathway piece is, to allow you to be then eligible for that provisional registration category. So that piece of work is, again, ongoing, but we've got two subcommittees within TQI who are working on those two pieces of work right now as we speak. So just looking at the eligibility requirements, As we said, if you hold a teaching qualification which consists of at least 4 years of academic study and includes an accredited initial teacher education program, then you don't require that for early childhood registration eligibility. But if you had that and it was a birth to eight 4 year ITE or a birth to 12, then you could choose to be in the early childhood category rather than the provisional category if you wish. If you hold an ASEQA approved ECT level qualification, you will hold a qualification which makes you eligible for early childhood registration. And ASEQA, you would all be more aware than me, I'm sure, have that list on their website. The 180 days of teaching in New Zealand, in Australia or New Zealand, at the moment, that's actually not quite correct up there, Linda. We've got a mistake in there. Because you don't need 180 days of teaching to be eligible for early childhood or provisional. That is a requirement for full registration. The oral and written English language proficiency, that is a requirement for all three. It gets met in several ways across the categories, and we can talk those through. But basically, if you have a qualification which is done outside of the countries that are exempt under the migration policy, you may need to do an English language proficiency test. It might be covered within your ASEQA approval, so like I said, there is some nuances in there, and we will be happy to answer questions when the time comes in April when this opens up. The Working with Vulnerable People registration, you would all have that anyway, so it is a requirement for eligibility for registration, along with working rights in Australia, so whether that is citizenship, permanent residency or a work visa. And then the meeting the demonstrated abilities, knowledge and skills required, that is the Australian Professional Standards for Teachers, which Lyndall was mentioning earlier. For provisional registration, you meet those just when you do your TPA as part of an accredited initial teacher education program. Sorry, TPA being teaching performance assessment. You are deemed to have met those graduate level standards, and the university kind of ticks you off on that. So then to move to full registration, you need to meet the proficient level of the Australian Professional Standards for Teachers. Those standards have four levels, for want of a better word, which are the graduate, proficient, highly accomplished and lead. So the highly accomplished and lead is where we get up into those certification levels, which are voluntary, which Lyndall spoke about earlier. Once you are registered, there are some requirements and responsibilities which come along with it. They're not onerous, but sometimes they're just a matter of knowing them so that they're in your mind, really. Obviously, we have a professional learning requirement, which I'll go into in a little more detail. You need to abide by the TQI Code of Professional Practice and Conduct. That will not replace any code that your employer might have. They will work alongside each other. Maintaining working with vulnerable people. So that means you must renew it before its expiry date for it to be maintained as a positive registration. And just advising TQI if your circumstances change. So if you're working with vulnerable people changes, just let us know. If your address changes, let us know. Your employment in the portal, you'll just fill that in yourself. We have a portal which you'd log into, and it's fairly self-serve. So not onerous, but these all do need to be kept while you're registered, irrespective of where you're working, how you're working, if you're working, basically. This is the professional learning requirements. Again, I do just want to say, while sometimes people look at that 20 hours and go, what? it's really not as big or onerous as it might look, because we have these three categories, or two categories and the combination of. It's a minimum of 5 hours of accredited programs, easily identified, easily found through a list on our portal or our website. A minimum of 5 hours of teacher-identified activities, and then the remaining 10 are your choice. But I think the really big thing to remember is that teacher-identified activities category is really broad. It includes podcasts, it includes professional reading, it includes meetings you might be having in your workplace. Excuse me. So it is really broad. I've usually found that teachers are doing way more than 20 hours in a year anyway. So this is not actually a hardship. It's just remembering to go into the portal and log at least 20 hours that you can nominate for registration. And if you do more than 20, you can still log them because if, let's just say, this year you've managed to do 40 hours, next year rolls around and you get sick, or which I hope doesn't happen, but or something happens which means you've got to take some extended leave for some reason unexpectedly, you can have a conversation with us to say, I did extra last year, I've now got this unexpected, you know, extenuating circumstance, and we can bank some hours forward for you. We can't do that, you know, from 2019 to 2024, but in the year previous we can. So I always encourage people, put in whatever you do, because we can only use it if it's in there. But we do want to support teachers to meet these requirements and to help out in meeting them where we can. You do need to record them in your portal, and you will reflect on them. And that's just a reflection on, you know, what you've taken away, how you've put it into practice. It does not need to be an essay. It literally needs to be a few sentences just to show, you know, kind of what you've taken away from it, how it's helped your teaching practice, and how you've implemented it. And then there are some obligations for employers which sit with the employer, most of these. Some of them will, you know, kind of be a rollover with teachers as well, but it is a condition of an approved teacher's registration that you maintain, as I said, current working with vulnerable people, and let us know in writing if that changes. And employers also need to let us know if that changes. Now, a working with vulnerable people which is not maintained can lead to a suspension of TQI registration as a worst case scenario. It doesn't very often, because generally this is not one that people let lapse when they're working actively. So, but employers do need to let us know. Now, generally, if we received a Section 67 notification from an employer, you would expect to say that your working with vulnerable people had expired. You would expect to hear a phone call from me that says, talk me through what's going on, how can we fix it, that kind of thing. So I don't particularly like to blindside people. So there are these obligations which employers do need to let us know, which is the working with vulnerable people. If a teacher becomes mentally or physically unable to do their job, that will be notified to us. And then if a notification event happens, so that might be a formal investigation begins, disciplinary action is taken, as a casual teacher, your status is removed, or you become subject to an investigation, your employer will let us know, and they'll keep us abreast of what's happening there. I do think it's important to mention that just because we get notified doesn't necessarily mean that we're going to take any big action around cancelling registrations or anything. We need to be aware. You need to disclose to us. Sometimes an investigation goes through and it really turned out to be, you know, nothing that required any action at all. And so we move on. We close the case and we move on, because I don't want you to walk away going, oh my God, if they notify, that's it, it's the end, because it's not in most cases. And I'll hand back over to Lyndall to talk about employer support. Thank you.
So again, just running through this really quickly. So employers, again, this isn't anything that you're not already doing. So providing support through your professional learning that you provide, mentoring and supporting teachers to be able to see how their practice fits within the Australian Professional Standards for Teachers, encouraging teachers to participate in networks and communities of practice. Again, you're all over that. Support and mentoring for career progression. So again, understanding what it means to progress to full registration, and then hopefully looking at certification at highly accomplished and lead teacher as well. And one of the things that's really important to us is that I say really explicitly to you is that we know we haven't answered all of your questions today, and we know that you'll have more questions over the next sort of 6 to 12 months as well for us at TQI. What I want to say to you is that we are totally committed to supporting you through this process, and I would really encourage you to, as soon as you possibly can, register as an early childhood teacher through TQI. I would really encourage you from the 1st of April next year to take up the opportunity to do so. It is likely at some point when we have progressed through the next couple of years that early childhood teacher registration may become mandatory. So I would encourage you to jump on the bandwagon before that happens so that you're ready and organised and you understand the system. One of the things, and this is a common matter for our teachers in primary and secondary schools, is we can't help you fix a problem unless we know about it. And we certainly have some of our teachers who still make kind of executive decisions around their teacher registration, and of course they're entitled to do so. But if they had come to TQI and spoken to us about it, we may have had a bit of a different opportunity to find a different solution for them. So, you know, we really want to be helpful. The legislation is the legislation, and I have to comply with the legislation. But anything from there down, we're really happy to talk about and work our way through. I guess what I want to say to you is we want to keep great teachers teaching. We want to make sure that the community understands that you're great teachers and that you're working with their children, and that this is the best possible, you know, that you are the best possible teachers that that we can find across the system. So TQI is quite active. We've got a great website, and if you want to go and have a look at that, you're more than welcome to. And then we also have social media on most prevalently on Facebook and Instagram and on Twitter. I refuse to call it X. I'm not Elon Musk's greatest fan. Sorry, personal. I'm not bitter and twisted about it at all. Then once you have teacher registration with us, you are able to access the portal and the additional resources that are there for registered teachers. So we know that you might have questions, and we're really happy to take some questions today. I think we've got a little bit of time. But also too, we've got a QR code. Everybody's got QR codes today, but we've joined the bandwagon. We've got a QR code, and that'll take you just to a little survey where you can add in additional questions that you might have for us. But before I hand back to Sean, can I check, does anybody have any questions that they'd like to ask us at this point? Better put my glasses on so I can see you.
Lindell, is it cheaper?
Well, maybe is the answer. So we're currently working through a budget case that for the first 2 years, so for 2024 and 2025, we're hoping to have either a reduced or no fee for early childhood teachers joining us. After that, though, it's likely that there will be a fee. And I guess, Maureen, that's in recognition that we still need to set ourselves up to be the best regulator that we can be for early childhood teachers. So that's a really good question. But, again, that's a government decision. So, yes. Yeah, so again, we'd have to look at that on a case-by-case basis, but that's highly likely that if you hold full registration that you'd be able to come across. So, and that would be somebody who has a early childhood, say, for example, an early childhood primary degree, so exactly what I have. And if you've been working in early childhood education and care. You may not have been able to progress to teacher registration, either provisional or full, because you didn't meet our previous legislation's requirement, was that those days had to occur in a school, as if learning doesn't occur in other places. But anyway, again, not bitter and twisted about that one either. Yes, so that's a really good question, and again, it is highly likely that you'll slide really neatly across to full registration. Yep.
Will providers be coming together or in the early childhood side of things to look at what this means in terms of our access to the systems?
Yes, absolutely, and that's also one of the reasons why teacher registration won't start until the 1st of April. TQI is quite busy with teacher registrations because all of those renewals need to happen before the 31st of March, so for us it was a bit of a sort of just a pragmatic kind of timing thing. But yes, we'll be doing work with SEEKA and with providers to help you to understand what the requirements are and how we can support you to meet those requirements. This is the uncomfortable silence part. As a teacher, you'd be very familiar with that. See, it worked.
It's wonderful. If you hold the 3-year degree, which is obviously non-existent now, but then extending through into higher education, like through masters or into a PhD level, is there a possibility to move through to full registration after? Or
yeah, I can't give you an answer right now, but certainly we are thinking about, and this is work that will probably happen over the next couple of years, what's the equivalency and what could that look like within the early childhood teacher space. So it's certainly something that we're really willing to consider and support people to be able to learn more about that in that space. Yeah. Can I thank you for your time today, and can I also just encourage you again to engage with TQI when you're ready. We're really keen and willing to listen and to learn from you, and we really want to make this a successful process. And just if I could encourage you to encourage your colleagues as well, we'd love to have them on board when they're ready as well. Thanks, everyone.